Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present Theodore Roosevelt for the Defense, The Courtroom Battle to Save His Legacy, by Dan Abrams and David Fisher, read by Dan Abrams and Roger Wayne. This is Dan Abrams. Dedication. To my wonderful son, Everett, who I hope will develop a love for history that we can share together, along with so much else, for many years to come. Introduction. The first time I heard about the trial of the century, I was a 28-year-old, newly minted lawyer who, only through a series of mishaps and bad luck for other more qualified journalists, had suddenly been tasked with covering what felt like the nation's most momentous legal story. Not only was I covering it, but I'd secured one of a handful of coveted courtroom seats allocated for a cable channel called Court TV. Courtroom cameras were a relatively new phenomenon. Cable news was still in its infancy, and the defendant, former football great and actor O.J. Simpson, was one of the best-known Americans in any field. His defense, that he'd been targeted and ultimately framed by a racist Los Angeles police department, only added heat to what already felt like a boiling public cauldron. The result was a nation transfixed by everything from the most consequential to the most picayune moments of his trial for the murder of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. Waiting outside the courtroom before the preliminary hearing, as we ended up doing for long stretches, I recall a local Los Angeles TV reporter concluding a live report with his stentorian voice reverberating in the hallway, many now saying this could become the trial of the century. As the case moved forward, that became a common refrain, and to many of us living the trial, it felt like there could never have been another that rivaled it in terms of media and public interest. In retrospect, however, it might have been more accurate to have called it the trial of the decade, or even arguably of my lifetime. From the Lindbergh kidnapping case, to the Nuremberg and Eichmann trials, to the Scopes and the Leopold and Loeb cases, there have been at least 20 other 20th century trials dubbed trial of the century, all captivating based on the nature of the crimes or the identity of the defendants or victims. But only one involved a former president of the United States testifying in his own defense for over a week, and with testimony that would expose the underbelly of seedy political backdoor deal-making and even profiteering. Barnes v. Roosevelt also didn't involve just any former president taking the witness stand. Teddy Roosevelt was one of the most charismatic and entertaining presidents that the nation had and has ever seen. He didn't disappoint, offering animated and at times blistering testimony for an audience that extended well beyond the courtroom. The majority of the other witnesses were a who's who of New York's political leaders, including many household names at the time, and others like Franklin D. Roosevelt, who would go on to achieve so much more. Teddy Roosevelt readily admitted that he had written, and then caused to be widely circulated, an article criticizing the political system, its leaders, and what he said was their abuse of power. And while he could have been coy and suggested that his condemnation was broad and not specifically meant to single out Republican Party boss William Barnes, he chose to stand by every word and sought to prove that Barnes was in fact corrupt. As a legal matter, it was a defense far more difficult than it would be today. Roosevelt's attacks on Barnes were determined by the judge to be defamatory or libelous per se. Before the 1964 New York Times v. Sullivan case and its progeny, once that determination was made, if the defendant could not then prove the statements true, the only real issue would be the amount of damages awarded. Today, however, a political leader would have to overcome a far higher legal hurdle to even get to trial over a political jab.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?